This is Nightmare in Wisconsin.
The trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Accusations of first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation, mutilation, dismemberment, and necrophilia.
We bring you raw, unfiltered courtroom audio from the trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Nightmare in Wisconsin.
You are Tara Pakinick?
I am.
You've been involved in a relationship with Stephen Hendricks for how long, ma'am?
Approximately 3 years.
Okay. And you live together at 829 Stony Brook Lane in Green Bay?
We do.
That's over by Fireman's Park area, right?
Yes.
With regards to Stephen, does he wear cheater glasses?
He does.
Does he sometimes have issues with missing his glasses or losing his glasses?
He does. I order 5 pair at a time.
Okay. Does he have difficulty seeing if he doesn't have his glasses?
Yes.
With regards to this case, you talked to police detectives, correct?
Correct.
And you talked to Detective Groff, who's here, correct?
Yes.
You told him everything that you knew about this situation, correct?
Yes.
With regards to this home, you own the home?
I do.
And is it, it's got a basement, a ground level, and then an upstairs, correct?
Yes.
Would it be fair to say that it's kind of like three levels, so to speak?
So to speak.
Okay. Your bedroom and Stephen's bedroom is upstairs, correct?
Yes.
Is there a bathroom up there?
No.
Okay. On the ground level?
The ground level there is.
Okay. And there's also is there a kitchen there?
Kitchen, living room, and 2 bedrooms.
Okay. And you have a daughter, Ava Wheelock, correct?
Correct.
When this was all going on, she was 16, correct?
Yes.
Is she still 16?
No.
Okay. 17 now?
Yes.
Okay. And she was sleeping in the residence when the police came on February 23rd of 2022, correct?
Correct.
You and Mr. Hendricks have vehicles, correct?
Yes.
What kind of vehicle do you have, ma'am?
I have a Volkswagen.
Okay. Is it an SUV or what kind is it?
No, it's a Volkswagen Jetta.
Jetta? Okay. And what kind of vehicle does Mr. Hendricks have?
A Subaru Forester.
And do you typically park them in the driveway?
Yes.
At the at your house, if you're standing in the street looking at your house, there's kind of a long driveway, and then there's a garage that's detached. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then there's the house. Your house is kind of like a Cape Cod style, correct?
Yes.
And then you have a backyard. Is that fair?
You do have a backyard.
On February 23rd of 2022, when the Green Bay police officers came there to talk to you, is it fair to say that the only 2 vehicles that were in the driveway were the Subaru Forester belonging to Stephen and the VW Jetta belonging to you?
No. When I watched the video earlier, Ava's Toyota RAV4 was in the driveway.
Okay. She has her own car?
She does.
Okay. So there's basically 3 vehicles, correct?
Correct.
And they're all kind of parked in line on that driveway?
Right.
Okay. Did you see any gold minivan parked in your driveway on February 23rd of 2022?
No.
Okay. When the front door to your house, you don't really use that, correct?
Correct.
The main entrance is the side door off the driveway?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have curtains in the front of your house?
I do.
Okay. And on the front door as well?
I do.
Okay. With regards to the bucket that was in the basement, you went down to the basement to bring the cat down there?
Earlier in the evening, yes.
Okay. And then you went back down there because you heard the door slam?
Correct. To see if Shad was still home. Okay. If he was not, to turn off the lights. And-
Because
the door.
The lights were left on in the basement, right?
Correct.
And you didn't see anybody downstairs, correct?
Correct. Went down there? Okay. No, I did not.
And as you were going up the stairs, then you saw this bucket?
Right.
Okay. And was there anything over the bucket?
What?
Was there anything over the bucket?
There was a towel over the bucket.
Okay. Was it like a beach towel or something?
It was just a regular towel you would shower with.
Okay. And were you concerned that your son or his friends were peeing in that bucket?
It was a possibility. I didn't know why the bucket was there.
Okay.
Normally isn't there.
Okay.
And it was covered.
Okay. And you kind of came upon the bucket, happenstance kind of, right?
Right.
So then you took the towel off?
I did.
And how long did you look in the bucket?
Seconds? I don't know. Seconds, probably.
Okay. Did you put the towel back then?
And I put the towel back, yes. Okay.
Then what did you do? Did you go up the steps?
Yes.
And then did you go all the way up to your bedroom to tell Stephen Hendricks, your boyfriend?
I did.
Okay. And then he woke up?
Correct.
And then did you ask him to come downstairs and check this out?
Yes.
And he was woken out of a dead sleep, is that correct?
Correct.
And we're talking about the time frame here is February 23rd of 2022, that Wednesday, right?
It was after midnight, so it would have been the 23rd.
Okay. And so then did you walk with Mr. Hendricks all the way down into the basement again?
I did.
Okay. And then what did you see Mr. Hendricks do?
I told him, I asked him to look in the bucket to verify. He moved the towel up to look in the bucket, but he was unsure of what he was seeing.
Okay. So then did the both of you then go back upstairs?
We did.
And did you go all the way up to your bedroom again?
Yes. Okay. That is where our phones were located.
Okay. Is that where you decided, you talked and you decided what to do?
Right.
Is it fair to say that you didn't know if you should call the police department on emergency line or if you should call 911? Is that fair?
Right.
So you talked for a while?
Briefly.
How long do you think?
A minute, minute and a half, I don't.
Could it have been 10 minutes or not?
No, I don't think it would take that long to make that decision.
Okay. But both of you were confused and upset.
Well, we had a call. I was probably in shock.
Okay. So then your boyfriend, Stephen Hendricks, made the call to 911 at some point?
To the non-emergency number, yes.
Okay. And then you waited for the police officers to arrive, is that right?
Yes. In our kitchen, we waited.
You let him in the side door, correct?
Correct.
The officers came in and had you sit at the table in the kitchen?
Yes.
Did you look in the bucket only one time?
I believe I looked in the bucket again when Steve looked in the bucket.
Okay. Was he in front of you?
Next to me.
Okay.
I don't remember that detail.
Sure. Now, in February of 2022, your son, Shad Therrien, was living with his father, Michael Therrien?
Correct.
And your son would come to your house to eat sometimes, correct?
To eat, hang out with his sister, me.
Do some laundry?
What?
Do some laundry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you have to tell him to take a shower?
I don't know that I had to tell him, but he'd shower there.
Were you worried that he didn't always take care of himself?
Yes.
When you heard the storm door slam, excuse me, when you heard the door slam, did you see anybody go outside?
No.
Did you see anybody drive away?
No.
Did anybody come upstairs by you and Stephen on February 23rd of 2022?
No.
Did Ava get up at all and go downstairs or come upstairs by you on February 23rd of 2022?
Ava's room is on the main level of the house.
Yep.
She was woken up after the police were already at the house. She never went into the basement.
Okay. When the police officers arrived at your house on February 23rd, you didn't go back downstairs, correct?
I did not.
The officers had you stay by the kitchen table, correct?
Correct.
And then at some point, is it fair to say that the officers had you, Stephen, and Ava all go down to the police department to give a statement or at least talk about things?
That is correct.
In your neighborhood, ma'am, the houses are kind of close together. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Do people park on the street sometimes?
Occasionally.
Overnight sometimes?
They do. Probably not in the winter.
Okay.
With snow plows.
Is your street busy with people coming and going?
No, it is not. You probably don't drive down my street unless you live on it.
On February 22nd of 2022, when you and Stephen had a little bit of an argument, that was on that Tuesday?
In the morning.
Okay. He left and went to a bar?
He did.
Was he drinking all day?
I wasn't with him, but he was at a bar, so.
When he came back, had he told you that he had some drinks?
He did.
Okay. Do you know what time he got back?
I do not. It was still light out. In February, that's got to be 5 o'clock or something.
Yeah. What time did you go to bed on February 22nd, that Tuesday, do you remember?
I do not.
What time do you typically go to bed?
11.
Okay.
Or we are watching TV in our room, so I don't know if we're actually sleeping. I don't know.
Okay. And you have one cat?
One cat.
And the cat usually, does it stay downstairs or does it come upstairs?
The cat does. Goes through the entire house, but the litter boxes are in the basement.
Okay, it's got free reign of the house, huh? Did you hear any talking on either Tuesday, February 22nd, or Wednesday, February 23rd, prior to that storm door, slamming?
I did not.
If you were upstairs in your bedroom, would it be fair to say that it would be difficult to hear anything going on downstairs or hear a conversation downstairs?
I would not be able to hear anything in the basement, no.
Okay. All right. Nothing further. Thank you.
Can you redirect, Mr. Saunders?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. You can step down.
Your Honor, the next witness is also a statutory crime victim, and I would just ask that she not be filmed. It's also a juvenile, Your Honor.
Okay, so for the next witness, only audio. All right.
State would call Ava Wheelock. Thank you.
right up here, ma'am. And then before you have a seat, if you can turn and face her and raise your right hand, she'll place you under oath.
I'm Ava.
What's your last name, Ava?
Wheelock.
Can you spell your last name for the record, please?
W-H-E-E-L-O-C-K.
And can you scoot up a little bit to the microphone if you could? And try to speak right into that microphone if you can. Ava, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Are you still in school?
Yes.
And I know it's summertime, but what grade will you be in next year?
Senior.
And who do you live with, Ava?
Both my mom and my dad.
Do you split time between the two of them?
Yes.
And who is your mom?
Tara.
Where does your mom live?
Stony Brook Lane.
And I'm going to ask to have you recall February of 2022. Did you have that same living arrangement in February of 2022?
Yes.
So at that time, you were living half-time with mom and half-time with dad?
Yes.
And do you have any siblings?
Yes, two.
And are they older or younger?
Both older.
Do you have a brother or sister or both?
Brother or sister, yeah.
And how about your older sister? How old is she?
I believe she's 25.
And how about your older brother?
25.
And who was your brother?
Shad.
That's Shad Therian?
Yes.
Did you have a pretty good relationship with Shad?
Very close, yes.
Was he a nice guy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know where Shad was living in February of 2022?
I believe with his dad. Okay.
Would you see Shad occasionally at your mom's house?
Yes.
What were the nature, or what were the reasons why he would come visit at your mom's house?
To hang out with me, to do laundry, and to hang out with us.
I'm going to ask you to specifically remember February 22nd of 2022. Do you remember that day?
Yes.
Started out as a day of celebration, right?
Yes.
What was going on that day?
I was at my dad's traditional wedding.
And was that in the general Green Bay area?
I don't know.
Okay. How far away was it from your mom's house?
I don't know.
Okay. At some point on that same date, did you return to your mom's house from the wedding?
Yes, at the end of the wedding.
And do you know about what time it was that you returned to your mom's house?
No, but it was dark outside.
And how did you get to your mom's house on the February 22nd?
I drove myself.
And when you arrived at your house, did you see anyone in the residence?
No.
What did you do when you got home?
I immediately went to bed.
And which door did you use to enter that residence?
The side door.
Is that the door off of the driveway?
Yes.
Is that the door that everyone used?
Yes.
And you said you went to your bedroom. If you were to enter that residence through the side door, how would you get to your bedroom?
I enter the house, and down to the basement is right in front of me, and to the left is the kitchen. So I went to the kitchen, and there's a hallway. When you go more into the kitchen, I went down the hallway to my room.
And that's on the first floor of the residence, your room?
Yes.
And then there's a basement, and is there also a second floor?
Yes, there's a second floor.
What's on the second floor?
My mom's room.
What's in the basement generally?
Where we do laundry, and sometimes people stay there.
Is that where Shad stays when he comes over usually?
Yes.
On that night, you said you went right to your room. Did you go to the basement at all on February 22nd?
No.
And you said you didn't see anyone in the residence when you came home, is that right?
Yes.
At some point, did you hear other people in the residence?
Yes.
What did you hear?
I just heard footsteps downstairs.
When you say downstairs, are you talking about the stairs from the second floor to the first floor or the stairs from the basement up to the first floor?
The basement up to the first floor.
Is that something that you heard frequently throughout that day?
Yes.
How about people's voices? Did you hear any people's voices on the night of the 22nd to the 23rd?
I heard a female voice.
Did you know who it was?
No.
Did you ever see a female in the residence on that day, the 22nd or the 23rd?
No.
Do you recall specifically anything that the female voice had said?
No.
Did you hear two voices or one voice or more than two voices?
Just one voice.
Did you know anything about who the female was talking to or if she was talking to anyone?
No.
At some point, did you fall asleep on the night of the 22nd into the 23rd?
Yes.
And how were you awakened on that day?
I was awakened to a bang on my door from the police.
What happened when the police banged on your door?
I woke up and they told me to come to the kitchen.
And did you do that?
Yes.
And who was in the kitchen when you got there?
My mom and Steve.
And did Steve live with your mom at that time?
Yes.
And you had not seen either of them prior to that time frame, is that right?
Yes.
And did the police want to speak with you at that time?
No.
Did you ultimately go to the Green Bay Police Department and speak with police about what you observed that night?
Yes.
Did that occur that morning, the 23rd?
Yes.
And you told them what you could remember?
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions, Ava.
Mr. Fraley, cross-examination.
Ava, how are you?
All right.
Do you know Taylor Shabizis?
Yes, when I was a kid.
How do you know her?
My brother's best friend.
Okay. Where did your brother go to high school?
I don't remember.
Okay. But you're going to be a senior this fall?
Sorry?
You're going to be a senior this fall?
Yes.
Where do you go to high school?
Objection, relevance.
I withdraw.
Sustained.
I can withdraw. So you have a car, correct?
Yes.
You have a RAV4?
Yes.
And your mom has a car, right?
Yes.
It's a VW Jetta?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay. You've ridden in it?
Huh?
Have you taken a ride in your mom's car in the past?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Steve Hendricks, that's your mom's boyfriend, correct?
Yes.
He's got a car, right?
Yes.
So when you're at the house, when you're at your mom's house, do you all park your cars in the driveway?
Yes.
Okay. When you went to your dad's wedding, that was on February 22nd, is that right?
Yes.
I think it was a Tuesday, right?
I believe so.
And at some point, the wedding was over and you went to your mom's to spend the night, correct?
Yes.
And did you pull into the driveway at your mom's house on Stony Brook?
I don't remember.
Okay. Typically, when you go to your mom's house, do you park your car in the driveway?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see any other vehicles besides your car, your mom's car, and Steve's car?
Yes.
What else? What other cars did you see?
A van.
Where was it?
In the driveway.
When did you see it?
Sorry?
When did you see the car, the van?
When I came back from Dad's wedding.
Okay. So did you pull behind the van then?
No.
Okay. Where did you park your car?
The side of the road.
Okay. Did you... You went in the house then after the wedding, correct?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I went to my room.
You went straight to your room?
Yes.
Did you talk to your mother at all?
No.
Did she know that you were home?
I don't know.
How about Steve Hendricks? Did you talk to him?
No.
Okay. And you went in your bedroom. Did you leave the door open or did you close the door?
I closed the door.
Okay. And then did you go to sleep?
Yes.
What time did you go to sleep?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you remember what time you got to your mom's house that day?
No.
Okay. But it was in the evening?
Yes.
After dinner time?
I don't know.
When you came in the house, did you ever see Taylor Shabizis in the house on Tuesday, February 22nd of 2022?
No.
Did you see your brother Shad Therian in the house on that date?
No.
Did you ever hear his voice?
No.
How about Taylor's voice? Did you hear her voice?
Mumbles.
You didn't know who it was, though, correct?
Yes.
Did you go in the basement on February 22nd, that Tuesday?
No.
Did you go in the basement after you woke up when the police came to your house on Wednesday, February 23rd of 2022?
No.
When the police came to your house, is it your testimony that they knocked on your bedroom door?
Yes.
And you woke up then?
Yes.
And then you went to the kitchen?
Yes.
And did they have you sit by the kitchen table?
Yes.
And then you waited for further directions, correct?
Yes.
And then is it true that at some point then you, your mom, and Steve were all taken down to the police department to talk?
Yes. Okay.
Your brother, Shad Therian, would he have people come over oftentimes to play video games or hang out in the basement?
Object relevance.
Well, it goes to people coming in the house, people that he would invite over.
Objection. Ask another question.
Okay. How often would your brother come to the house?
I don't know.
Was it just kind of sporadic, like kind of whenever?
Yeah.
Okay. There wasn't any kind of set schedule. Is that fair?
Sorry?
There was no set schedule. Is that true?
Yeah.
And were you at the house on Monday, February 21st of 2022?
I don't know.
Did you get up on February 22nd to look out the window at all?
No.
Okay. When you went to bed, you were out. Is that fair to say that you were sleeping until the police knocked on your door?
Yes.
You didn't wake up to go get something to eat or anything like that?
No.
And the house at 829 Stony Brook Lane, there's a basement down there, correct?
Yes.
It's kind of like a finished basement, right?
Yes.
And then there's the floor level with a kitchen, living room, and your bedroom, right?
Yes.
Bathroom, correct?
Yes.
And then the upstairs, kind of like the loft area, that's where your mom and Mr. Hendricks, that's their bedroom?
Yes.
Okay. And when you were there on February 22nd, you couldn't hear any conversations or anything like that, correct?
Yes.
That's true, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, nothing further. Thank you.
Redirect?
I have no redirect. I just want to confirm that the state had not subpoenaed this witness. I want to make sure that she's released from the defense subpoena.
Yes, she could be released.
Right. Very good. You can step down. State's next witness.
Judge, I think we could call another witness. However, this is a good natural break in the state's case at this point in time. I wonder if the court would entertain allowing us to break for noon hour at this time.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about 10 minutes to 12. We're going to break for lunch. And I'm going to ask that you be back in the jury room ready to go at 1 o'clock. All right? All rise for the jury.
You're listening to True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast continuous coverage of the trial of Taylor Shabusiness, Nightmare in Wisconsin.
Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage.
More raw trial audio next.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.